Welcome to the Freedom Friends Show, where we introduce you to all of the different techniques that you can take in order to make more freedom friends. Those who either help you get clients, support you with your clients, or those who just simply help you achieve some level of freedom in your life or business. Well, there we go. Well, thank you again, Dr. Tawana. Like I said, I'm like super duper stoked to have you on the show. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate the invitation.
Absolutely. So you are, I mean, you've got to know, well, maybe you don't, I don't know, but you're like a role model for, well, at least in my mind, when it comes to Black coaches, period. You're the founder, for those who may not know, you're the founder of the Black Life Coaches Network, and as well as the Coach Diversity Institute.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. I mean, which are like big deals in my, I mean, you are like, I don't want to say you're my idol, but you're definitely like Oprah in my eyes when it comes
to that is so awesome. You know, first of all, I got to tell you, as you know, being in the coaching industry, that when you first started coaching, right, you were looking for people that looked like you.
Yes.
Do you remember when you first got certified? Do you remember when you first started the process? And I know you're a PhD candidate, right?
Yes.
All right. So when you first got started in that field, when you looked at the numbers, did you see many people that looked like you?
I didn't see any. I didn't see any. I didn't even know where
to look. Right. And that's the reason why I started the Black Life Coaches Network back in 2011, because that was the issue. So many of my corporate clients wanted us to have a diverse pool of coaches available for their employee base and their executives to choose from, but they wanted the coaches to reflect what their organizations look like. Well, if majority of the community was of other, was not of color, then there was a struggle, there was a push. So I started the research. I'm like, how can I find more coaches of color? And when I found them, I held on to them. Like, I'm like, okay, this is my new database of resources that I can go to for contracts, for speaking opportunities, for anything that they would come to me for, right? Mm-hmm. That was the premise of it. And so from that point, it grew into now over 600 coaching professionals across in six different countries. Mm-hmm. So we have, and it was still growing. And I gotta be honest with you, so many people are still learning about us. Mm-hmm. It's been 5 years, but we've grown slowly and organically by choice. Because you know, have you ever been a part of an organization that everybody wanted to be in and nobody felt like anything, they got anything out of being a part of it?
Absolutely.
It was just, I'm just a member. I'm on a roll as a member. I pay my dues or something like that. But you really don't feel like you're a part of a community or you feel like you're in a family. Yeah. Well, the Black Life Coaches Network was created to, one, create a collegiate environment to where we could collaborate, we can share our concerns, and then we could connect outside so that we can make money outside together and collectively. So there was ways that we wanted to create this new space for coaches of color. Now, since starting the Black Life Coaches Network, we have now started the Asian Life Coaches Network now for the Asian American and Pacific Islander coaches. So ALC and like BLC now exist. We also have VIDA coaches for the Latino community. Oh. So we now have these separate affinity groups that are being formed and created because people need to find coaches the same way they find a doctor or physician. Right. So if I have the option of selecting a doctor of my choice, I want to be able to do that same thing in an industry like the coaching industry. Mm-hmm. So that's where it all started.
Awesome. Wow. So I've read a little bit of your story in terms of you're getting involved in coaching and having a lot of corporate clients that wanted Black coaches, basically. So you started the network. How did the Coach Diversity Institute come into the picture?
Right. So what's amazing is once we started Black Life Coaches Network, I discovered quickly that a lot of people who were in the network were titled coach, but they weren't certified or trained as a coach. So it was very trendy and hip to say, I'm a coach. Mm-hmm. I have experience. I'm a coach. However, being a certified coach myself, and you obviously the same, you know the work that goes into being certified to be able to literally say you have the foundational skills, you have advanced training that allows you to assist someone with that transformation of their life. Mm-hmm. So the work I discovered a lot of people had not done. I also discovered some people went through programs that were all virtual, like you just, you know, did by phone or did by computer. It was like a couple hours and then you were a certified coach. But the quality of their coaching was at risk because they did not have the depth of the knowledge, because coaching is so powerful. The skill is so amazing that there are different levels of achievement. You can just, you know, get a few hours and get the basics, or you can do some deeper work and transform communities. And that's where I wanted to go. So when I discovered a lot of the coaches did not have the level of training that I believe was necessary just to be better, right? Just to make yourself better, be better in the game. That's when I decided that it was necessary to start my own training school. Mm. So I obviously wrote a training curriculum, and Coach Diversity was born that way. So I established a partnership with myself, and my partner's name is Gloria Chan, and that is how it came about. So we together have created our own space where we're the only coaching training institute that empowers communities of color. So our job is to train people of color, people who care about communities of color, people who are social impact, social change, people who are leading and guiding this world. We're training them. We're teaching them. We're strengthening their base one person at a time. And most of our students, to be honest with you, they are amazing and powerful people where their operating authority extends beyond just the one or two people. They're running communities. They're thought leaders. They're, you know, amazing authors, but they're on the ground doing major work. We have now graduated colonels from the Army. We've graduated political appointees, like presidential appointees. We've graduated people who run their own, who the presidents of nonprofit groups that we're very familiar with, and people who are just leaving corporate America to follow their passion and do something amazing with impact. And those type of people are drawn to us. And it has been a honor to be their trainer and partner in the learning process. And I'm having a ball doing it.
That's awesome. That's amazing. So let me ask you this. So you became a coach in 2009?
In 8.
2008.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 2008. What have you seen in terms of the industry, the coaching industry, especially amongst people of color since then?
Well, the one thing I have noticed is that too many of us are trying to are not trying to get the quality of the training. That's mm-hmm. what I've noticed. People are anxious to like get the work done and get out, and so they can just be a coach. They really don't want to take the extra effort to learn powerful skills. It's the difference between getting a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, or a PhD. That's the way I'd have to explain it. Some people just say, okay, I got my bachelor's and that's enough. But I always like to say, well, if you want to make more money or you want to grow bigger or you want to impact more lives, then you need to get that master's or that PhD. It's just simple as that. So I've noticed that because it's so trendy, people are saying, I just need to label myself, give me a quick course, and get back out here and make some coin. And that's the quality suffers for it, right?
Yeah.
Because then you have clients who don't really feel transformed. They don't feel the transformation. You have clients who are saying, I tried coaching, but it really didn't work for me. And I hear that a lot. I hear that more than I want to hear it. So in our community with coaches of color and obviously outside of that community, it's still suffering in quality, right? So mm-hmm. I am on a mission to ensure that I support people who say they're in this industry to help get them equipped so they can do the work and really be and do it with excellence, with a level of standard that is respectable. So what I've seen now is that coaching is shifting because more people are becoming aware of it, mm-hmm. more people of color want it, and they understand the value of it, and they're actually starting to hire coaches, and corporate America is hiring coaches for their leadership. Yes. It's been like that for years, but here was what was even bigger, right? When the federal government started to have the federal coaches network, that was the game changer when as a response to an executive order from Obama, they said coaching is a new thing that they would like to add to the managers and leaders learning to learn and train them how to be coaches and make coaching available for anybody in federal government to retain great talent, to groom talent, and to kind of get in the middle of major challenges to prevent people from just, you know, being frustrated and stressed. So when the federal government recognized the power of coaching, you know, you need to be certified because you just don't want it to be just anybody out here doing the work.
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely mm-hmm. right. Wow. So where do you see us going? And well, let me ask you this. How do you think now with the new president elect, how that will affect the coaching industry for Black life coaches?
Well, I tell you what. I tell you what, I see it as an opportunity to help people right now mm-hmm. with their feelings and their emotions and their frustrations.
Yeah.
This is the time is right now. Absolutely. You know how many people in DC alone have to find new jobs?
Mm.
The transition alone, let's just say that the transition between the presidents, when that transition, let's just say he had to, if he decides to transition everybody that's a political appointee in the United States, that's 6,000 some people by alone, right?
Really?
That's an opportunity to train. That is an opportunity to coach. People who are in transition they're stressed, they're frustrated, they're trying to figure out what they're going to do next because there are some people who've never had to apply to a job a day in their lives.
Mm.
So for 8 years, if you've been in the Obama administration and you've been a political appointee or you've been, you know, moved from one job to the next easily, for the first time, it may not be that easy for you to get a job. So here's an opportunity for coaches, especially if you're a career coach, right? Here's a perfect opportunity to help someone with that career transition. Here's yet another opportunity to work with someone who's feeling disenfranchised, who's feeling the frustration and stress, who's panicked, who's concerned about the voices of the community and the fact that we have marginalized communities, and the fact that we have oppression, the fact that we have the underbelly of America has now, you know, surfaced, and we're now dealing with a new, very bold, direct, and offensive type of environment. If that is what you like to play in, that's an opportunity for you to help strengthen community bases, to reduce the anger and increase action. You follow me? Mm-hmm. So this Absolutely. Is the time, if you have coaching skills, this is the time to get out there and affect change.
Yeah. I agree wholeheartedly. And it's funny. It's interesting because, you know, my day job, I work for a university, and we've been having a lot of the conversations around diversity, even before now, like within the past couple of months with Black Lives Matter and the police shootings. And we had begun having the conversations, we begun doing the trainings, and the person who we hired was actually a woman of color who to come in and do the diversity training. And it's just making me think now is a perfect time to start doing those types of things, kind of getting your feet wet mm-hmm. in that area. You know, especially when I think about coaches, right, and our ability to with the language, you know, our command of the language and our ability to communicate, you know, mm-hmm. and address conflict resolution. I'm like, coaches are the perfect people to start getting into diversity consulting.
You're not kidding. Tell me about it. Seriously? That's why Coach Diversity is becoming so popular. Actually, I had another interview earlier today discussing that one thing, how, you know, the value of using the coach approach in the areas of a diversity and inclusion. The people who are in positions, who are in D&I, diversity and inclusion positions within corporate America or hold space in human resources in that particular specialty, understand if you have the coaching skill set, how much more powerful and how much more effective you will be. Oh, it's hard to conceptualize, right, if you don't know what coaching is. Yeah. But just think about the fact that you can empower people to make different choices by just being skilled at helping people to communicate effectively. The base is, I mean, just that simple. So most often people who are in the diversity and inclusion positions, they're old school diversity. They're old school, where it's about shaming and making people feel guilty and apologizing for ancestors' action and apologizing for the fact that, you know, their mom and them, you know, had them thinking and believing as a child, and now they, you know, created these biases that are now outwardly as an adult, and they're frustrated because, you know, they didn't know any better, and they apologize. And it's like, I don't need your apology.
Right.
That's old school diversity. I don't need to shame you. I don't need to make you feel any kind of way about whatever used to be. What I need you to do is be exactly who you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a racist, doggone it, be a great racist. I say just go ahead and just do you. Let me tell you why. Because here's the thing. You can't say do. You can't say anything to me. You can't do anything to me that I have not already read, experienced, or heard about. Because that is the underbelly of America. It has been around for so long. What else? What possibly could they do that's worse than they've already done?
You're right.
If they didn't do it to us, they do it to the Jewish community. If they didn't do it to the Jewish community, they did it to the Japanese. If they didn't do it, you follow me? We've seen it.
Yeah.
We've seen it. Even if it's not in our borders in the United States, it's abroad. We've seen it. We've read it. We've heard it. So who's the most powerful person in the room between a racist and someone who has consciousness like a coach? The most powerful person is the coach. Why?
Absolutely.
Because the person who is full of hate, anger, and frustration is closed-minded. A coach should be without judgment and very open and open-minded and resourceful in a way that they can transfer knowledge just by the asking of one powerful question. The ability to shift someone by positioning a question causes someone with frustration, hate, and disdain to say, I have to answer why I'm this way. I'm actually having to justify in some way why. Not in a defensive posture, but you're making me think about what's the basis of your thought. And one question moving on, because I mean, out of curiosity, I'm really interested in knowing when did you start feeling this way? Can you imagine asking someone who is a racist, a sexist, or homophobic, when did you start feeling that way? That's a coach question.
That's a powerful question.
And then for them to turn around and say, oh, I've been feeling like this all my life. Really? Since the day you were born? Wow. So do you know how you learned it? How did you learn to, you know, who entered your life that showed you that you know, when did that curve happen? They still... To be able to answer a series of questions, because I'm just curious, right? As a coach, I'm curious to answer a series of questions without judgment. I'm just asking you questions. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking you questions for you to defend yourself. I'm not asking why questions. I'm not asking questions that cause you to be defensive. I'm just asking questions out of curiosity because I want to be informed. Okay.
Right.
I just want to know. So if that's the case, they're going to talk forever. And if they don't have a good reason, or they can't really stand flat-footed and say it's because of the unjustified, then they'll shut down. But guess what you've done? You've planted the seed to make them question their behavior. Now, the one thing about being an activist, or, you know, Black Lives Matter and all that, one thing about being an activist, there's some people that asked, someone said today on the other show, I'm having a hard time understanding how, you know, where coaching starts and activism ends, and can they both exist? And here's my position. Absolutely, you can be a coach and also an activist. But here's the thing. We as activists can sometimes believe that the work has to be done in our time, according to our time.
Yeah.
So if I'm actively trying to make something happen, I have an agenda. I'm trying to push and force, right? I'm trying to make things happen. Do you, people don't remember how long it took Martin Luther King to get change. People don't look at the timeline between the bus boycott and the March on Washington. We're talking years. That stuff didn't happen overnight. So as an activist, you have to say, and with your coaching training, you're saying, if I'm an activist and a coach, I'm planting the seed. Someone else is going to water. Someone else is going to harvest.
Mm-hmm.
It's a transition.
Right.
I may not see the work complete, but I'm sure enough going to make sure I plant the seed. I'm going to do my part because I want to see change. I may not see it in my lifetime, but I believe a change is going to come. That was the historical context of where we come from. I believe change is going to come. It was the faith and knowing that if we persist and insist that things should be different, eventually it will be, right? We were walking our faith and having action according to our faith. What we want now is demanding. Oh, I want it now, I want it now, I want it now. And a lot of times we get frustrated, we get impatient, our anger takes over, and next thing you know, you have riots.
Mm-hmm.
Because the action is moving on, but there's no real change. There's really nothing going on except for a lot of chaos and a lot of noise. Mm-hmm. So yes, you can be an activist and a coach, but you also have to recognize that there are times where you just plant seeds. Someone else is going to water. Someone else is going to harvest. But you have to know your role.
Right. Absolutely. Well, Dr. Twana, I should be calling you Minister Doctor. You have preached a good word. I'm over here like,
appreciate you, sis.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Okay. So where are you next? Are you speaking somewhere? I know you, clearly you're busy. I'm sure that's an understatement. But, you know, yeah. For those, are you doing any speaking engagements or?
Yeah, I do speaking occasions. I do. I actually just came off the road from having two events and this past month. But what's ahead of me is the holidays. And so this last 2 months of the year, I typically take off. And this is where I, shut it down. However, as we approach the new year, for those people that are listening that are coaches, they should know that we have an annual conference for coaches. The Black Life Coaches Network has an annual conference called BLC Summit.
Okay.
And the summit is a business strategy event that we do where all the coaches convene and we have a big old family reunion. That's the way I'm starting to label it, because it's like every time we get together, people bring in their families. I met wives and husbands and children, and I've even met grandmas. I mean, I'm telling you, we really, really enjoy our time. But it's a very serious time for us to, build our skills and get more strategic around our business strategies so that we can kind of really become stronger businessmen and women. Because it's hard for people who've never gone to business school to understand how to, do your finances and your marketing and projections and scaling. A lot of people don't understand that language. And
right.
So when you're building a practice, you got to be the jack of all trades, unfortunately, in the beginning until things really jump off. And so because you and I know that most or the average coach makes less than $30,000 a year, that can be frustrating for the average person who just invested so much in their education. But just like any other industry where you have to put your time in, you also have to be really good at running a business.
Right.
You have to know how to build business. Everything from podcasting to, events to writing books. I mean, it's a constant grind. But to keep it in perspective and organize it and formulate a rhythm for yourself is where I assist in the coaching space so that people can understand what really makes a difference. what really works for you versus someone else, and stop trying to keep up with the Joneses and just do you and do it powerfully and let things happen based on you and what you are naturally good at. Not looking across the field and saying, but I want to do that too. Sometimes looking across the field and watching folks do all, you spend a whole lot of money to pull all that stuff together, but you still don't have the basics in place so that people can buy it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of complexities when you're not a person who has a business background. So we try to take the mystery out of that, and that's what the summit is about. So I would encourage any of your listeners who are, interested in being a part of something like that to check us out, to look us up online, and find out when our next summit is. It's in March of every year.
Okay.
So it'll be in March. And that's coming up real soon. And we'd love to have you join us.
Okay, absolutely. Well, see, I think I missed it last year because I didn't know about it, but now I have no excuse. I'm going to find the date and put it on my calendar in advance. When do the tickets go on sale?
The tickets are going to go on sale. Now, if I told you with all my team in front of me, they're going to be mad. So let me just say, be safe. They'll be on sale in December.
Okay.
But if they happen to go on sale earlier, then that's a bonus, but they will be on sale in December.
Okay.
But again, like I said, it's in March, and the dates for it is March the 17th through 19th March.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. Put that on your calendar. Pencil it in.
Absolutely. Okay, so that's we'll see you there in March. And what about Coach Diversity?
Now, Coach Diversity will be having its summit. It's symposium. The Coach Diversity Symposium will be in the fall of 2017. It'll be our very first event. It will be convening our graduates and a number of thought leaders from diverse communities, a number of different leaders from corporate America who are operating in the diversity and inclusion space, who are activists, people who are doing amazing work globally. That is going to be a powerful symposium. I am so excited about that. And that'll be in the fall.
Okay.
And so, yes. So your listeners need to stay connected with you so you could be a pipeline of information.
Absolutely.
But yes, they can follow us on social media so they can absolutely stay connected with us and they can get updates.
Okay. So this is blacklifecoaches.net.
Blacklifecoaches.net. You can also follow Coach Diversity. .com.
Awesome.
CoachDiversity.com. If you go to CoachDiversity.com, which is easier, you can just put in your information, of course, to join our mailing list, and you will find out about every last one of the events that are coming up, whether it's BLC Summit or the symposium.
Excellent. Yeah, well, I'm excited about the symposium too. You know, in higher ed, you hear symposium, and it's research and thought leaders, and it's like, wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay. Yes.
I know, right? I'm telling you, it's really the food that we need because you want to be on the cutting edge, right?
Yeah.
And everybody's all about that. But for me, my thing is to get coaches beyond the competitive edge. I want people to be on the other side and watching and turn around and saying, you know what? I thought of that first.
Or even the person who's doing it. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I don't know. I'm still excited about being in the room with people because I'm like, when the thoughts start rolling and then, you know, before you know it, you done picked a little crumb up and you and ran with it. It's like, you found your purpose
powerful.
Just by being in the room.
That's right. I love learning. I'm a student. I love learning. I love teaching. And the power of, transferring knowledge this way has just been such a gift to me at this, this stage of my life. I mean, I'm about to celebrate my 46th birthday.
Are you serious?
Look,
I didn't want to ask how old you were because I was looking at one of your bios and it said you had been doing something for 25 years. I was like, he is
lying. Yes. Yes. No, I'm not. I'm telling you, I am absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
I was born in 1970, girl. Yes, Lord. I've been around a good minute, and I've done a lot of work, and it's just amazing to be in this space, in this season right now, where everything is happening the way it is. I mean, can you imagine being born in any other time? in any other gender of any other decade. Mm-mm. I mean, when you think about it, I think about my daughter who's a college student. I think about what she's going through and how she felt about the election. Mm. And then I also think about the world that my son will end up living in. It's kind of scary, to be honest with you. It's kind of scary. So my job is to get them equipped. You know, my job is to get them strong and powerful and full of life so that they don't get moved by every twist and turn like an election. You know what I mean?
That firm foundation. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean. Wow. Well, I'm not going to take up too much of your time. I know it's late night and I know you've got your own self-care stuff to do, but I really, really, really want to thank you. You know, a lot of what I'm doing, I did it looking for other Black coaches in the space and patterning what I'm doing from what you've done with the Black Life Coaches Network and Coach Diversity. So I just want to say thank you for paving the way. And really just getting out there. So I'm like so pleased. What did I say? Pleased as much, you know.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for caring about it, caring about the idea of knowing that we needed to have our own community. And I appreciate you for sharing and making room because, again, it's about, you know, standing in excellence. It really is. And it's about, you know, being available and being a representative of the knowledge that you respect so much.
Absolutely.
And I think that, so I'm just honored that you had me and I appreciate you so much for being such a strong supporter. And I look forward to seeing you face to face. Now you have a commitment to see me in 2017.
So. Yes. March. I'm telling you, I'm going to be there. If I had known, I would have been there, but I'm there for real in 2017.
Good. I'm excited. Now, where are you based?
I'm in Laurel. So we really should be before then.
That's true. But we have no excuse. No excuse.
Well, kind of schedules, a little bit. We have the scheduling. I'm in a doctoral program. You're running three businesses.
Yeah, you're right. Well, good luck on that. When are you going to be? Well, I know we're going way off the agenda with the interview, but I know the stress that goes with that. So I wish you the best. How much more time do you have?
I just started.
Oh, Lord. I think you're going to need a coach. I think you're going to need a coach to get through this one.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes. I just started. So there, you know, it's about 3.5 years. It's online. It's at Argosy. So I'm really excited about it because I've heard great things. I know a couple of my colleagues have gone through Argosy's doctoral programs in other areas. And so, you know, I've heard really, really good things about it. I know a couple of people who are professors as well. So it's really just, it's a marathon. And, you know, I think I have the benefit of this. I attempted a doctoral program about 6 years ago, and I can say this go-round is the way it's structured. I really like it. It's, you know, the terms are you take one class at a time for 7 weeks, and you focus entirely on that course for 7.5 weeks. And so it's I feel like it's a little bit easier going or something. There's something different. There's definitely something different. So I'm having a much better experience this time around. I can say that.
Awesome. Well, congratulations for starting. And again, that is it's no easy feat. I know it. And I know that, you know, make sure self-care is introduced.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, the entire journey. Keep your neural path open so that you can stay strong.
Ma'am, yes. Absolutely. Well, I thank you again for taking the time out of your schedule to come onto the show. As I tell my listeners all the time, freedom requires friends. So if you are looking to get certified as a coach, or if you are a Black life coach in the area or not in the area, please, please, please make sure that you stay in touch and you reach out to coachdiversity.com. So that we can get you in the mix as far as the Black Life Coaches Network. So thank you, Dr. Tawana.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me and all the best to you.
Thank you.
This episode of the Freedom Friends Show is brought to you by the Coach Your Damn Self Challenge. If you're ready to take back your power and achieve all of your dreams and goals, then join the Coach Your Damn Self Challenge today. That's coachyadamnself.com. CoachYourDamnSelf.com.